Now, another Astros podcast.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and this is the manager show, and I'm with A.J. Hinch after an off day here in Houston. A.J., more than anything, I just want to ask what you guys were kind of doing out in the community and what you saw.
You know, it was really a non-game day, but we wanted to be with our people, with our friends, our family, and anybody in need. And so a lot of players and staff went around the city in various areas. Mm-hmm. A lot of it not publicized. Some of it people ran into us at the convention center. Just whether it's shaking hands or carrying things or unpacking supplies or just lending a few stories, just trying to get people through the day. You know, there are so many people stranded, so many people in shelters now. It was our one day off to give back a little bit of our time and energy to try to make people feel better.
Did you see pain in people's faces, or were they pretty excited?
You know, they were pretty upbeat, just given the circumstance. Probably more upbeat than I would have been, yeah, or any of us could probably imagine. And the optimism was still great. Their appreciation for seeing familiar faces, people they see on TV, sports teams. I mean, mm-hmm, people that really energize others. It was a great visit.
Are you proud of your team? Are you proud of the group of guys you have in the room?
I am, because I think our guys have great perspective. You know, I watched Joe Musgrove go to a lot of kids yesterday and get his shoes signed. He's going to have kids that are stranded and have their names on his shoes. I watched Jose Altuve, you know, dance with a fan on camera. I watch you know, Chris Davinsky, you know, who I would have expected being tearing down houses physically, trying to help rebuild things. Yeah. We just have such great character guys, time, energy, yeah, commitment, and we'll be there through this whole rebuild process.
As the calendar flips, you get back home and you can rest a little bit, just knowing that some of your family personally is okay. You think that's going to help the focus for everybody?
Yeah, I think September 2nd now was one of my favorite dates to write on, because I don't have to talk about August anymore. Right. It was a rough August for us. So many different things, including you know, the hurricane and all that came with that. Yeah. September starts to energize guys. We make big trades. We made a big trade. We end up having our team gets back. Correa comes back. McCullers is coming back. The enthusiasm towards what's possible ahead is going to start today.
We got a big surprise a couple of nights ago when, with minutes to spare, Justin Verlander, you guys get him in this locker room. Is he going to walk in here today?
He will be here today. He's going to fly in, hopefully get here during the first game. He'll throw a bullpen at some point today. I think his availability to the media and to the public is going to be tomorrow. But just having him walk through those doors and set up his locker and shake a few hands, I mean, the credibility is through the roof. Mm-hmm. His performance throughout his career has been incredible. His demeanor, his expectations, his work ethic, everything that we know about Justin Verlander will be a great impact for our players. And you know, when you're that guy, he can handle it. You know, he's been a frontline pitcher for over a decade. He's going to come here and be himself. He's got a chance to be on one of the best teams in baseball, and I'm looking forward to getting him here.
When you have him in the room and you talk to him one-on-one, what's the message you want to send to him?
You know, I just need him to be his best. You know, I think obviously he doesn't need to carry the room. The room's carried itself to first place and the best record in the American League. So we feel like he's an addition. He doesn't have to be necessarily the centerpiece. And you know, obviously his program has worked to the tune of a, yeah, bunch of strikeouts and a bunch of wins and, yeah, a Cy Young and an MVP. I mean, this guy has done a lot in this league. So we'll adapt to him and make sure that we get him ready to pitch. His first question to me was, when can I throw my bullpen and when's my first start? That's where his mindset is.
So you threw the sales pitch in there before he signed, I'm sure.
Well, we're not allowed to talk to him before the trade, gotcha, but I did get a chance to talk to him minutes after he said yes. Awesome. and just welcome him. You know, he needs to get to know me a little bit. We have a lot of mutual friends, you know, whether it's Brad Ausmus in Detroit or his pitching coach, Rich Doobie, I played, right, for. You know, teammates, former players. I mean, the best way to get to know guys is just be in a clubhouse. Just be here, you'll know the guys.
Last thing, you're going to address the crowd before game one. Sylvester Turner will throw the first pitch. What's the gist of what you want to relay?
I want the people to know that we're here for them. You know, I mean, we're going to play two games today. We're going to play a game tomorrow as part of the return to normalcy. We just want people in our community to know that we support them. We want to thank them. I'll recognize the first responders and the people throughout the communities, and we're going to commit this season to bring to all the people that have been, you know, impacted by this storm. We want to bring a World Series, you know, ring down to Houston.
All right, that's the skipper. Thanks a lot, AJ. Tear him up.
You got it.
Back on Astro Launch, Bill Brown with Richard Justice, the esteemed columnist and commentator for MLB.com, who always seems to find words for situations like this. This is such an unusual day, Richard, for all of us, all the fans who will come out to see this doubleheader. How can you capsulize what this doubleheader means to the city of Houston now?
You know, A.J. Hinch has almost become the conscience of the city in the way he's put everything in perspective. And what he said is that the only way you get back to being normal is to do normal things, and playing a baseball game is a normal thing. Against that backdrop, the players were all over the city yesterday doing things, particularly 17 or so of them were at the convention center. And I'm telling you, it's overwhelming when you walk in there. A city bigger than I was raised in, and the organization, the medical services. And you could tell the players felt it. And they showed up, as Reed Ryan said, they showed up. They wanted to roll up their sleeves and help.
You know, a baseball team is such an important part of the fabric of the city. And we've seen this before this time, the players plunging into things, rolling up their sleeves. But as we were talking beforehand, this is going to be a process of many, many months, right?
Yeah, and I think A.J. Hinch put it best an hour or so ago when he said, we don't want them to put it out of their mind. We want them to remember. And yesterday at the Jar Jar Brown, he said, look, this is our first visit, but this is going to go on for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year. The city has a long recovery in front of it, and we want to be part of it. We want to help. And you could tell, all the players said, to watch that from afar, from Anaheim and from Tampa, was hard on them because their hearts are here. Their families were here. And I think they wanted to come back to play baseball, but I think they just wanted to come back, as George Springer said, just to see our community and let people know we want to be part of our community.
And they have a chance to be a very big part to bring things together even closer if they go deep into the postseason this year.
Yeah, and you and I have seen it, what baseball can do, especially in the wake of 9/11. That moment where George W. Bush stood on that mound before Game 3 of the 2001 World Series, that moment 10 days after 9/11 where Liza Minnelli sang New York, New York at Shea Stadium, going back to the Earthquake World Series in 84. I mean, 60,000 people at Candlestick singing, "Oh, San Francisco, open your Golden Gate." I mean, we do play a role. I mean, this binds a community together in all sorts of ways. And it doesn't make the problem go away. But for a couple hours each day, it gives people something else to cheer for and to think about and just get your mind off your problems before you have to go back to work.
Thank you, Richard, for joining us.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you all for coming today. Tough day for the city of Houston, and a tough week in the surrounding areas. So we just wanted to say that, we're with all the folks that have had some tough times this last week. A lot of you in here probably had some tough times. And the Astros and the foundation are focused on helping. We've already contributed a big sum. We're raising money at youcare.com, Astros Harvey. So anybody that wants to contribute, we'll make sure those funds go in the right direction and get very focused on continuing helping. Our team will put a group together on Monday as things get put back together and really focus on helping the area and do what we can do with the Astros. The players were kind enough yesterday to go over to the shelter at Brown. And I think they did a great job and hung around and tried to lift the spirits of the town. When you're playing baseball, it doesn't seem that important when you have something like this happened. So today, I think, is a good day that we get back and moving around. The mayor wanted to play today. He wanted to get the people back on track and give them a little distraction from all the tough times that they've had this week. So with that, I'll just open it up for questions and see what you guys want to know. Well, we really want to put the money to work. You know, we're still a lot of the other ball clubs and baseball have contributed a bunch of money. We want to get it in a spot where we can really focus the attack, depending on where that was. Certainly the Red Cross and, a lot of the big relief fund things are probably where some of the money go, but we'll try to do some of it individually and really try to focus where we can get a result and we can have some big impact quickly and helping some families get back on track.
You referred to a big sum. Can you put a number on it or summarize what you, the team, other MLB teams have contributed?
Some of the teams, still of them all haven't come in, but they're all doing it in their own way. Some of them have their own foundation. So some of them are directing it where they want it to go, which would be, you know, the bigger funds like the American Red Cross and all the rest of the fund. The mayor has a fund. So it's big numbers. I mean, the Astros and the Astros Foundation committed $4 million. We still have money coming in, so that should be a bigger sum. We don't know where that's going to end up, but it could get considerably higher.
I'm talking to some of the people who've been through tough times. They were excited to hear that. Hey, we got Justin Verlander, really? That happened? I mean, that alone picked up a lot of people's spirits around here.
Well, that was an interesting evening. The other night it went right down to the wire. You know, Justin was a little concerned with the city and had a no-trade clause, but with some of the players giving him a buzz and convincing him it's a good place to be. Already, he's mentioned he'll have a press conference tomorrow that he wants to get his foundation to do some work and do some help. So he's on board, but he'll get in here this afternoon. So, I'd like to tell you that we had that plan, the timing, but it just happened at the right time when things are starting to pull back together a little bit here and people are moving around. So big lift for the players in the locker room and hopefully a big lift for the city, and he'll help us make a run to where we really can have something to be proud of at the end of the year. Well, I think, you know, Detroit had made a move earlier in the day with Upton to let him go. And, you know, that kind of signaled they were in a full out rebuild, which is probably the best thing for them at this time. And then, you know, we had talked to try to do a deal on Verlander earlier before the previous deadline. Wasn't able to get it together for various reasons, players involved. Money involved, and then as the day got later to the deadline, I got a call from Jeff about 4:30 and said, looks like this thing might be alive if we can get close. Here's what we probably need to do. So he and I agreed on the players that he wanted to trade, and then it just came down to a financial number. We leaned in on that to get that done, and then it really came down to the wire. By the time all the physicals got done and everything got put in place, there was really only like 30 minutes left, and so they had people waiting at Justin's house to kind of get him to sign something, and it went right down to the last minute, but we got it done, so we're really happy about it, and we're happy to have him. Well, you know, the players were really distressed because they were out of town and they had a lot of people back here. And unless you're here and know what's going on, it's really that made them very anxious. So it was really a positive that the weather cleared and we were able to get back in here and play these games. The Mets were nice enough to agree to a doubleheader because we'd have been on the fly still and they wouldn't have had. So yesterday they had a little time to get home, see their families, make sure things are organized, and, you know, get focused back on baseball. So, that was a big positive. So, the players, you can just tell they're a little more relaxed. We got a lot of call from the players and the staff that they were concerned. And, you know, as you know, being here, it was very stressful for everybody. So they're ready to go. And I think with the Justin deal, everybody's excited. We've always said that we would spend the money when we felt we could spend it effectively. I think you've seen us step forward with the team we assembled this year. It's a big number. We did get some concessions on that number with the trade. But we think we can keep it within our budget and stay focused and be all right. It is a lot of money. Well, we should have a big crowd today. I think hopefully the people can make it here and show up. We're looking at high 20s, maybe 30. We were able to give the mayor some tickets to dispatch to some of the people that needed a break if they wanted to come. But I think it means a lot. You know, it can give the city to take its mind off a little bit of what's happening around here. Like I said earlier, baseball doesn't really matter that much when you have something going on like this. But, you know, I think it could unite the city, get more fans behind us and get something to cheer for. You've seen this happen in the past. We hope to use that to the benefit of the team. Well, certainly he's been very busy along with the whole staff in Houston, fire department, police department, everybody. Got the National Guard in here. When it was determined that the weather would clear and the roads would clear somewhat, that we could really pull this off. The stadium's in pretty good shape, although the field will probably need to be resodded because of the no sun on it. He got the message over here first. We didn't call him first, and he said, we really need you to open up the stadium, get the games, get back to some normalcy here. He's going to be here today to throw out the first pitch. He's meeting the president right now at Ellington, so I wouldn't be surprised if the president showed up here. Who knows? But we don't have any verification of that, by the way. As far as we know, he's not coming, but you know, he's done a great job of pulling everybody together, and you know, he got questioned on some of the things he done, but I think he's made the right decision, and I think this was the right decision today to get these games going.
As someone who's been involved in many of the industries affected, do you plan on having any special role in the rebuild for Houston?
Well, we're still, you know, trying to determine the magnitude of that. I'm in the logistics business, so I can drive a truck. So if I need to, I'll do that. But we'll focus, you know, one of our big companies does move a lot of cargo around. The problem you have right now is everybody wants to send stuff in, but there's really no place to put it. I mean, all the warehouses, we've got a couple warehouses full that we've donated to the Red Cross. We've just got to temper that until it can be put to work effectively. I think the government knows how to sort that out. But yeah, we'll get involved and we'll stay focused on some key areas where we can really have some impact. It's hard to determine exactly where we're going to do that yet, but on Monday we'll start assessing where we can put the money to work the best.
But you personally, as a community leader, do you feel an obligation to provide some type of leadership?
Well, certainly we can do that, and I'm happy to do that. I think we did that when we stepped up and donated the big chunk of money. We really did that early to try to get everybody focused on, you know, contributing. And, you know, really all the sports team done a great job, but you're seeing a lot of stars step in with big contributions, and hopefully we can direct those in the right places. Well, you know, we certainly wanted to be able to access the stadium, and the stadium didn't take a big hit. We had a little flooding down here, but nothing to speak of. Once we could determine that, you know, we could get it open and most of the roads were clear, still knowing that a ton of people are impacted and can't get out of their houses, you know, we really took the lead of the mayor to say he wanted to get it done. We're fine with it. We were scheduled to stay over into Tampa if we couldn't play here, but as soon as the dust settled and he gave us the okay, we felt it was best to do it, play here, and get everybody back on track with the team. And the players really wanted to come home.
Jim, what become your expectations now that you have Verlander and the team started so well? They obviously struggled a little late, but I mean, you had said early in the season you thought you had the pieces, they had to prove it this year. Does it feel like this team should reach a certain level this year?
Well, they're still they're still in first place by a bunch. We still got a little lead on the best record in the American League. So we're going to focus on trying to keep that. I think bringing Justin in helps. I mean, we've got a good team. We've had a lot of injuries. Still have some guys on the DL that we'd like to have back. They should all be back in the next week or two. And so hopefully the team catches some momentum and start playing like they played earlier in the season, and we can you know, really keep the home field advantage through the American League. And that's really the goal right now, is to get everybody back on the team, get them playing again, get them ready to go, and get ready for the playoffs. As you know, the playoffs, anything can happen, so you want to be at full strength, and I think we will be, barring any more injuries.
Should Major League Baseball do anything different to have
Well, I think the you know, every situation is totally different. You know, as a few times that this has happened, you know, there was a strike in Baltimore years back. The Astros had to play in Milwaukee. I don't think there's any specific rule, and it'd be hard to put something in place that would mandate the situation because they're all different variables. On this situation, you know, the decision was made. You know, I don't think there's any secret here. The Rangers came out and got out in front of this. We wanted to swap series. They didn't want to do that. So to keep it, you know, we didn't want to give them an extra three home games, being that the league in the wild card was still up with a whole bunch of other teams. So, you know, the baseball operation in New York, you know, said, you know, we needed to go to Tampa, and so we agreed with that. But we would have, you know, preferred to swap the series and focused on, you know, raising money. And as today, people are bringing in food as they come into the ballpark and, you know, donating tickets. It could have been, you know, I think a Texas situation and a much better situation. But those things get decided beyond our control, so we do what we got to do.
This has been a production.
And whoever in this crowd wasn't standing before, well, they're getting to their feet now.
Of the Houston Astros.
This place is rocking right now.
Radio Network.